There once was a master storyteller that was so kind and so wise that everyone would come to him with their questions, their problems, their concerns. And no matter what the occasion was, this old master storyteller always had the perfect counsel, the perfect solution. Of course, being a storyteller, it always came in the form of a story. And one day, one of his brightest apprentices came up and asked, "Master, how is it that no matter what the occasion is, you always have the perfect story?" The old master smiled, said, "Ah, well, that reminds me of a story. One day, the king's knight was traveling across the countryside when he came upon a small village. The day was hot and dry and dusty, and he decided to dismount his steed to give it rest. Taking the horse's reins, he made his way through the village when he came upon the most unusual sight he'd ever seen. Stretched out before him was a wooden fence. Now, it wasn't the fence that was remarkable. It was what was on the fence. For upon that fence, there were hundreds of targets. And right in the center of every single target, in the very center of the bullseye, there was a hole where an arrow had been. Now, such marksmanship, such accuracy, this knight had never seen, not within any battle or tournament of skill, and he decided he had to know who this great marksman was. He began to ask amongst the villagers, and was quite surprised to learn that the fence? Well, that is where the children play. His questioning eventually led him to the house of one particular child, the Fletcher's son. And the knight stood before the boy and asked, "Who taught you how to shoot? I have never seen such accuracy, such marksmanship." The boy smiled. "Well, I taught myself." In awe, the knight stood before the boy and asked, "Will you teach me?" The boy said yes. With that, he picked up his quiver of arrows and his bow, and the two journeyed back to the wooden fence. As they stood before the fence, the boy said, "Well, it's not that much, really. I take my bow and an arrow, and I fit my arrow to the bow. And I point it at the fence. And then I draw my bow tight, and I let the arrow fly, and it hits the fence. Then I take a chalking stone, and I draw a circle around the hole that the arrow made." And the old master smiled, said, "So it is with my stories. You see, I simply collect good stories, and when the right occasion arises, I simply point it in the right direction. In effect, drawing a circle around a hole that was already there."